नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3rd, chapter number 21 and text number 24. Na vai jatu mrusha eva syat raja adhyaksha madharhanam bhavat videshu अतितराम मई संग्रभित आत्मानं न वै जातु मृषैव स्यात् प्रजाध्यक्ष मदर्हणम् भवद्वितेषु अतितराम मयि संगृहीतात्मनाम् न वै जातु मृषैव स्यात् प्रजाध्यक्षम् मदर्हणम् भवद्वितेषत्ततिराम् मयि संगृहीतात्मनाम् न वै जातु मृषैव स्यात् प्रजाध्यक्षम् मदर्हणम् भवद्वितेषु अतितराम् मयि संग्रहीतात्मनाम् మదర్పణం. వర్షిప్ ఆఫ్ మీ భవత్ విధేషు అంచు పర్సన్స్ లైక్ యూ అతితరాం ఎంటైర్ మై ఆన్ మీ సంవృతి బ్రీత దే ఆర్ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఆత్మానం ఆఫ్ హూజ్ మైండ్స్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఇంటర్ప్రెట్ బై జ్వైన్ వేసి భక్తి విధానం స్వామి ద లోక్ కంటిన్యూ. My dear Rishi, O leader of the living entities, for those who serve me in devotion by worshipping me, especially persons like you who have given up everything unto me, there is never any question of frustration. Even if he has some desires, one engaged in devotional service of the Lord is never frustrated. Those engaged in his service are called sakama and akama. Those who approach the Supreme Lord with desires for material enjoyment are called sakama. And those devotees who have no material desires for sense gratification but serve the Supreme Lord out of spontaneous love for him are called akama. Sakama devotees I divided into four classes: those in distress, those in need of money, the inquisitive, and the wise. Someone worships the Supreme Lord because of bodily or mental distress. Someone else worships the Supreme Lord because he is in need of money. Someone else worships the Lord out of inquisitiveness to know him as he is, and someone wants to know the Lord as a philosopher can know him by the research work of his wisdom. There is no frustration for any of these four classes of man which is endowed with the desired result of his worship. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militantena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోవిష్టం స్థాపితం జైన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదామహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సగణా రఘునాథాంతం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం. శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ పాదాం సగణా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాంతాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత శ్రీరాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే. దత్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభాను సుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి శ్రీహరి ప్రియే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. నవై జాతం ఋషైవ సత్యక్ష మదర్పణం భవద్విధేషతితరాం మయి సంకృప్తానా. ద లోర్డ్ కంటిన్యూడ్, మై డియర్ ఋషి, ఓ లీడర్ ఆఫ్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్, ఫర్ దోస్ హూ సర్వ్ మీ ఇన్ డివోషన్ బై వర్షిపింగ్ మీ, ఎస్పెషల్లీ పర్సన్స్ లైక్ యూ హూ హ్యావ్ గివెన్ అప్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అన్టు మీ, దర్ ఇస్ నెవర్ ఎనీ క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్రస్ట్రేషన్. So, Kardamuni has done so much austerity, gone through so much purificatory processes. He virtually gave up everything, but his internal desires to serve the Lord, they are there,
He wants to be a prajapati, a progenitor in the mankind. The system has been established by Guru Brahma. So he has to go through intense 10,000 years of austerity simply to fulfill his desire to get a beautiful girl, Devahuti. The idea is that one worships the Supreme Lord out of desires. However, very benevolent desire to fulfill the desire of his father, Brahma. That's all right. But the principle here has been delineated. It is also expressed in the first canto. Akama vasarva kamahi moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajit purusham param. Akamava. If person may not have any desire. Here we see Kadha Muni virtually gave up all the desires except one. He gave up everything. It's recognized by the Lord that he gave up so many things, almost everything except one that he wanted to marry and become a prajapati. So there is akama. But sometimes akama is also called nishkama. He does not allow any of his desire to be superseded in the devotional service over any other desires, just to please the Lord. So, to please the Lord is also sakam, because it is personal desire, but it has come out of a very purified state of mind, a highly state, purified state of mind. That simply, whatever pleases the Lord, I will cultivate that desire. So, in one sense, nishkam and akam, they are almost the same thing. But one who is almost giving up everything to become a prajapati, because it's in line of the order given by his father, Brahma, it is as good as nishkam. But one has to pay the price. Tivrena bhakti yogena yajita pasham param. Tivra. Very acute devotional service. Sometimes it is understood that it is too difficult to even think about the acuteness of such ordeal one goes through. But nonetheless, Krishna, who is sitting in the heart of everyone, knows the desire of the Lord. It's said in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that the Lord is sitting as upadrashta, hamanta cha. The knower of the whole field of activity, the Supreme Personality of God in his feature as Paramatma, you know, he's sitting in everyone's heart. And he acts as a witness of personal desires, allows him to be fulfilled, provides him all the facility that he can fulfill. But these desires are of sense enjoyment, sense gratification, then there will be mrusha situation, means frustration will be coming. In previous verses, Lord Krishna is described by Kardam Muni that his feature as that he arranges all the intricacies in the material world so people can fulfill the desires. And there are so many desires, they might be conflicting or congruent, whatever it is, but it creates a web, just like a spider is creating a web. It is a mess. Anybody can easily get trapped into one's own desires because there are different kinds of desires coming. But desire out of sense gratification will create frustrated because one gets trapped into one's own web. One's own web. A spider is known to create its web. He is so tricky, he escapes from getting trapped in it. But he traps all his victims. So similarly, Lord Krishna is providing so much intricate aspects of creation. He performs, but he doesn't get trapped. In other words, ordinarily, just to fulfill the desire, man has to work. Work is compulsory for him. He has to engage his energies and make an endeavor so he can fulfill the desire. So there is a very quick result of it. Kshipram hi manush loke siddhir bhavati karma ja. This karma is the saliva that is coming out from spider, which creates the web. But the karma fall, it should be trapped and enjoyed by the spider. Instead, man who is creating the web gets himself trapped. As soon as he starts enjoying the karma fall or the results of his activity, he is bound. And that creates frustration. Frustration is also sammoha. The easy chain of reactions that has been described in sense gratificatory activity, which has been generated by the moral passion, the living entity gets trapped into the chain reactions. Dhyayato viṣayānsmaṃsa saṅgasteṣu vijāyate saṅgāt saṅjāyate kāmāt kāmāt krodho vijāyate krodhāt bhavati sammoham. Sammoha smriti vibhrama smriti pranashāda buddhināśo buddhināśāda pranashāda. This process is entirely frustrating when one gets trapped into one's own sense gratificatory desires. But here, to become Prajāpati, one who is going through so much austerities, just to keep one desire, so he may fulfill the desire of Lord Brahma, who is in chain of disciplic succession, there is no difference in fulfilling the desire of Lord. There is no frustration. Then it is identical to devotional service. So what we understand from the Prabhupada tells that four types of people with desires come to Lord Krishna. Chaturvidha bhajante maam janas kritino arjan. Artha jigyasu jnani cha, arthati jnani cha, patasharva. Four types of pious people come to Lord Krishna. one who is in distress, means he has a desire to get rid of distress. He knows Lord Krishna provides all the facilities to enjoy as well as to remove distress. So he comes. The second type is Jigyasu, one who is inquisitive about how he is making us, you know, without any frustration, making us free from frustration. Let me understand. Oh, what is so attractive about him? Why everybody goes to him? Such curiosity even can kill the rabbit. It means he will become a devotee. What's that word? In English they say curiosity kills the cat. But here, curiosity for a sense of is a rat. So, Arthati means one who is straightforwardly asking for sense gratification. He wants to control, just like Lord Krishna or the demigod controls. He wants to become lord and master of his so-called little empire called household life, or a business, or whatever, you know, corporate magnate he wants to become. Such desires are sense gratificatory desires, where probably he may not want to enjoy only himself, but he wants to give enjoyment to all others who are working under him or being supported by him. So extended sense gratification, this arthati, he also comes and gets that kind of enthusiasm, wants to become all attractive, wants to become all powerful, wants to become all, they say, karlo duniya mukti me, in English, right? Just bring the world in under your fist or under in your hand. It has been described in Bhagavad Gita about how expert Lord Krishna has cultured the material world through the three modes of material nature, and producing so many varieties, and everything, what we see, there is a hand behind this wonderful creations of the material. So it has been described that everything is within the palm of Lord Krishna, within the hand of Lord Krishna. So here, such corporate magnate like Ambani's, they say, when they started publicizing the Reliance Corporation over the telephone, whether it works nicely or not, forget it. But they say, karlo duniyam phim, means everybody can become expert like Lord Krishna to hold the whole world within his hand. That is the power of communication. So it's an imitation of the Lord. Arthat. Then Jnani means that one who is in perfect knowledge of the Absolute. Of course, such people out of many, many births, those who have known the Absolute through the dint of knowledge, they might come to Krishna if they have good fortune to meet a pure devotee. Then he may induce him to come and surrender to Lord Krishna. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavamam prakatyate vasudevam sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. He's a very rare soul. But he does come. So out of many, many births, human births, otherwise he will be hanging around life after life in human births. Only his birth and death will be mitigated after he surrenders to Lord Krishna, not otherwise. Otherwise he may hover in his thinking that yes, he has achieved the supreme goal, kaivalya bhakti. But Srimad Bhagavatam says, well, he doesn't have purified intelligence yet. Yer arvindaksha vimuktamamina tai astabhava avishuddha buddhaya arutya kritchena paramapadam tata patantiyada anadat yushmadam. Patantiyada, he falls down repeatedly in human form of life and start performing humanistic activities only on the human platform, homo sapiens level, not on manushya or son of Manu or son of Lord Krishna. So these are two different levels. But anyway, the person who is in knowledge of the Absolute Truth, when he surrenders to Lord Krishna, means he has to come to Lord Krishna to surrender. Lord Krishna doesn't go to him, but he has to. Therefore he is Sukritiva. He is pious. So four types of people come. And they are all having desires. You can see the category of austerities of purification that they have to do in four, they are also varied. When people are very miserable in condition, artha dukhi, either by bodily afflictions or being born as poor or still having craving a lot of desires, but still their physical condition does not allow them the access of an easy life. Then they can also come because they have desires, and when they come, they are given easy access to Lord Krishna. Easy access means, you don't have much intelligence, you don't have much capability, you have no education, you have no this. Okay, don't worry. Chant Hare Krishna. And you will be serving. So, if I chant 16 rounds a day, I'll get a motor car. They have that kind of desire. Of course, we know that why only a motor car? When he reaches to a pure devotional service, siddhis will follow him automatically. In bhakti, performing pure devotional service, siddhis follow. They don't have to be prerequisite. They don't have to become as a qualification to do bhakti. No. So, for the most miserable situation, the access of Lord Krishna is seemingly very easy. But in the degree of purification, he achieves perfection. Ye yathamam prapadyante tamastatheva bhajamyaham mama vartamanu vartante manushya patra sarvasa. In the degree of one's surrender or approach to Lord Krishna, he reciprocates accordingly. Right? So the artha, the dukhis, those who are in miserable condition, They seemingly have a very easy access only to chant Hare Krishna because they do not have any other aptitude or convenience to offer. Even sometimes Prabhupada say that, wow, what is big deal? Anybody can offer a fruit, flower, leaf or water. One doesn't have to be, you know, equipped with material access. Sometimes, you know, those greedy people whom you go to get donation, I am Prabhuji, Ratyatra, please give me some occasion of Ratyatra, we want to celebrate. I said, oh no, no, why don't you tell and pray for us, tell Krishna to give us more so we can give it. He can give whatever he has want. For devotional service, you do not need a mercantile transaction. Krishna is easily pleased if we offer him even water with love and devotion. He is accepting it. But in the degree of our purified desires, he reciprocates accordingly. For what we are going to offer, will he be pleased? If we never think of that, then such offering is also vrisha, going to frustrate. The poor guy, without devotion, if he is offering, then he will be frustrated and he will lose the faith. He said, let me become Christian. Because they will give me a lot of amenities before even I worship. They are better. So in this way, you know, they miss the opportunity to perform devotional service. So seemingly they have easy access. Just chant Hare Krishna. Krishna said, in 10th count of Srimad Bhagavatam, this has been described. The success of human form of life, etanman janma safalyam, nanam iha dehinam iha deheshu. Those who are embodied within the framework of their material desires in the body, prani arthe dhiya vaja archanam dehinam sada. One must offer prana, means the life. If not, if it doesn't have capacity, then offer dhiya, intelligence. Now artha, artha means whatever he has hard earned. First comes offer very life. But if he is unable to offer the very life, then he has to offer whatever he has. Artha means the money, he has hard earned money, bank balance, offer it to Krishna. If he doesn't want that or doesn't have that, then he can offer his intelligence in service of Krishna. If he doesn't have intelligence, then chant Hare Krishna. That is also an offering to Krishna. So, anybody has an access. It's not, and seemingly the process is easy for him, so he can be having accessibility of purifying himself. Those who are greedy and those who have material asset already, then the process, just like it was described in the prescription in Dwapara Yuga for purification, was giving profuse donation in service of Lakshmi Narayan, worshipping the temples. Dwapari Pacharyaya. Dvapare Paricharya. In Dvapara Yuga, One has to offer so much money, gold, all precious things. So you can see it has become a little tougher. It has become tougher. It was easily accessible to the poor-minded person. Now those who have some ability and they have accumulated something, tell him over. That is a little tough. And it is said only gentlemen were able to get purification by offering the profuse donations in service of Lakshmi Narayan in Dwaparayuga. Jigyasu takes a little long time on his own. But Jigyasus are easily coming in contact with the devotees first. And their purificatory process starts fast. Just as we said, the curiosity kills the cat. But the curiosity means inquisitiveness. On one's own may fall in a different hand, but if the devotees are there for such inquisitive persons, then their life is going to be successful, rest assured. But we see many foreigners come to India, but some are inquisitive about only some aspect of their livelihood. They may think India is cheap, so they hang around in India. And others, they say, oh, there are so many wonderful type of religious systems here. So some are trapped by Mayavadi, some become Buddhist, and some come to Hare Krishna too. But the inquisitiveness has brought them here. They heard about it. So they want to look into. But those who are going to be in trap of other denomination, not direct service to Krishna, they will have tough time, very, very tough time going through and attaining the highest goal of life, the pleasure of the Lord. They will have real tough time. To brainwash them is very difficult. But because their desire in Krishna fulfills their desire, Krishna is fulfilling their desires. He fulfills the desire of everyone. So jigyasus are also. Krishna knows by remaining as Paramatma in their heart that what kind of desire he has. Person doesn't have to speak up even. Krishna, I want this. Krishna, I want that. Krishna knows that what is he going to speak. So, desire is the only language between soul and the super soul. Doesn't have to be expressed by words. Many a times people in India especially have seen they write note and give it to Radha Shyam or Krishna Balaram or other deities of their worship, and then they go away. Krishna, I explicitly expressed my desire in this note, please read it. And then they go. And they start working enthusiastically. And when it's fulfilled, they become more, devoted. Oh, Krishna. It's like a reverse reciprocation. Krishna says that in the degree of our surrender, he reciprocates. The person with, you know, material desires, he wants to reciprocate Krishna according to what he gives. It's other ritual. But somehow or another, there is this kind of variety we find in devotional service. So, there is another example. In Sufism, where the devotee is said to be the lover and the Supreme is the object of love. But in our Srimad Bhagavatam, we understand the Supreme Enjoyer is the Supreme Personality of Godhead alone, and everybody is meant for his enjoyment. So, we are the objects of love of Krishna, and we must provide him because he is the Supreme Lover. So, there is a reverse trend we see in some religious system like Sufism. But regardless, this is a consideration, and it's a type of, you know, a reciprocation. People have that kind of desire. So, now, this situation about Karna Muni himself, that one who has gone through so much austerity for purificatory process, this purificatory process left him with this desire to get married and become a prajapati. What to speak of one who is thinking, why do we involve the Lord if we want to get married? If we involve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we will appreciate that by his personal indulgence that we'll become free from the entanglement that we are going to create. What a calculated risk is there. It's a calculated risk. Ordinarily, if people get married without involving Krishna, the Supreme Lord, they will create the network of sense gratificatory activities around them, which will be totally sakam, but they will be frustrated too, without the direction of the Lord. But if out of all purificatory process, yet the desire of Karna Muni is to be fulfilled, and he says that it will be entangled. But because, my dear Lord, you are showing the way, it is for your pleasure, therefore I'll be disentangled. He is rest assured. He's so much confident on that. This is the basis of ideal household of life. That he is willing to take responsibility on the strength of the instructions of the Lord. Krishna says how to get disentangled. He shows the way. In Bhagavad Gita he says, Namam karmani limpanti name karma phalesvaha iti yo mam abhijanati karma virapi nabhyate. Krishna seemingly performs all the activities, but because he does not have any attachment to the fruits of the results, he is always remaining detached. And one who knows this trick, he will also become liberated, keep himself liberated, even while within this material world. So, this is the distinction. Karna Muni is pure devotee. One may categorize him in sakam devotee, doesn't matter. It is not of importance. Many a times akam devotees have also so much subtle desires that they may not be expressing in mind, words and activity. But deep down within the heart, these desires are there, and many a times, you know, we have seen that when they surface out, then surely make the victim of such so-called niskam devotee. So it's better to be a gentleman, to work under the guidance of Lord Krishna. He must worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead acutely, very, very strong, sincerely, seriously. Karada Muni is blessed by the Lord in this way and is the most successful Prajapati to keep in mind Lord Krishna. So the Lord will also appear in his household. So anybody has any question or comments?
You mentioned about the universe and the reverse trend is that they become
the devotee becomes lover and the Lord becomes beloved. So, it's other way around. The devotee wants to enjoy the Lord. That is their entire mood. They call Ashuk, Ashik or Mashuk. The devotee is Ashi and the Lord is Mashi. Well, we don't say it, but that's a trend. I gave you another reverse trend that people think that they are also kind of devotee. They go to the temple, but they desire the Supreme Lord to provide them so they can donate him. It's like that. It's a reverse trend. But in pure devotional service, we consider that to ask something materially from the Lord means you do not have faith on him. Is it not? Because he is providing everything regardless, through his varieties of energies. But that is not discouraging him to become devotee. So, after fulfillment of desires, suppose if one gets frustrated, that is also Krishna's plan. So he will become free, give up further entanglement at least. And when he comes to perform devotional service, then he will be burning his even prarabdha karma, accumulated karma. In pure devotional service, even if he gets reverse reactions because of the accumulated karma, not burned, then he will thank him, Krishna. Otherwise I would have been deserving so much worse. You are giving me simply a token. So, in this way, things can be rectified easily. But there is a trend in pure devotional service, coming down in the cyclic succession, we have no reverse trend. We are on the right track. Any other question?
Yeah. I think Maharaj, many times devotees say when they go outside or even in general sense, they say, somebody can pray for me. So is it comes under the Anyasi Lakshita and the platform, or it becomes in a daily life?
Well, do you read his mind while he's telling that? Krishna knows. How would you distinguish? Suppose if he's getting frustrated but doesn't want to show, and he's asking the help, please chant for me, pray for me. Maybe to get relief from those miseries he has in mind. But anyway, a devotee is a little bit tolerant. He's not complaining but asking little help from, a devotional help from a fellow devotee. So there's nothing bad. Whatever the desires may be, because he must be frustrated. In association, how do we become free from the frustrations? That is also the power of association. Power of association is very, very important. And all of our frustrations will be gone. Even performing devotional service, there might be frustration because there are desires attached to it. And yet, the power of association, if it is kept somehow or another, the frustration will disappear. Is it? But those who leave the association, they will not be benefited. Neither their frustration will be gone, rather it will be increased. At that point, the devotee is made to understand that Krishna knows what is best for you. So if this situation has come about within the devotee circle, it is good for you. It's good for you. You'll be liberated faster. Is it? This is good for you. Material world is nothing but a frustrating experience. The kalayama shashvatam, but it's temporary. So therefore, we should know how to tolerate it. Never give up association at any cost. Stick to it. That's what ISKCON is all about. Whether it is functioning or not functioning, don't worry. Krishna is in control, not you or me. Yes?
When they say, Yadi, when they say, can you pray for me? Should we really pray?
Why not?
Is they ask him Monday, Monday.
No, just pray to Krishna, whatever his desire is, and Krishna, whatever his frustration, then please, really. The strength of our movement is based on the sincerity of the devotees and sincere desires. That is the strength. So why should we leave such a situation? We should give the benefit of such sincerity to others. Yes.
In which you said, if you can't give your life, then give intelligence. If you can't give intelligence.
No, if you can't give your life in Krishna's service, then you give your money.
Money?
Ah.
But he said, if you can't give that, then you can't have Krishna.
If you can't give money, then you give intelligence. If you don't have intelligence, then you chant Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
These are the four things. Yes.
Okay. So, where is this?
Oh. This verse, etavan janma safalyam nrana amindehi nam ihadeshu prane arthe dhiya vacha archanam dehinam sada. The quotation you want.
Yeah, just what's the first word I can look
at? Etavan, etavan.
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 Etavan. Yeah, because
chanting
the holy name is what you do.
Vacha.
Yeah. I mean, even if you give your life, you give your life to chanting Hare Krishna.
But a devotee is supposed to give all four. If you have.
Many devotees take shelter in the name alone. Like Haridas Thakur, they take shelter.
Yeah, but then what about your intelligence? What about your money? What about your life?
Don't have any money.
Oh, then it's all right. So if you don't have that, do that.
Yeah, but he's the topmost, the non-charity.
So anybody can at least give vacha. That is the most minimal thing. Glorify the holy name, glorify the Supreme Personality of God. Huh?
I'll look up the verse.
Please.
I think you say you should just use your words. It doesn't say.
What's that?
He just says you should use your words in this verse. Speak. Right? It doesn't say chant Hare Krishna.
You can chant Hare Krishna. That is vacha. Chanting means vacha.
Yeah.
Vacha means glorifying the Supreme. What is the use of tongue otherwise?
Yeah. So that's the way I understood it. I want to look it up.
Please. What is the meaning you are taking out from vacha? What is the meaning you are taking out for vacha?
I just thought, you said chanting Hare Krishna, and actually,
by words,
is there Harinama, Harinama, Harinama,
that's
there's
correct.
No other thing you do.
That's correct. Vacha means Hare Krishna. Vacha means Hare Krishna, mantra is vacha.
Yeah.
Service of the tongue.
Yeah, to give your life also means to chant Hare Krishna.
Everything is Hare Krishna. Everything is Hare Krishna. There's no conflict there.
Yeah.
But these are the sequences.
It's not the four things, the ladder. It's the first thing.
Everything is vacha, right? So, one who has this, prane, arthe, dhiya, vacha, all four things are supposed to be given. Right. But if suppose one doesn't want to, he is so timid, he is afraid of his life, he is in bodily conception, can't he do the other three? If one doesn't have money even and still afraid, can't he do the other two? So anything, simply the holy name alone is enough. So anybody can afford to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So again, if the letter is there, the whole thing is also there. 1 + 1 = 1. All fours are also one. Yes.
And it's up to the individual to be honest enough to know to extend himself or herself beyond just chanting Hare Krishna and not make it an just chanting Hare Krishna. No. Also do devotional service, also use your intelligence, also
yes.
Do everything you can.
Yes.
To develop love for Krishna and get out of the material world
and
go back home.
But gradually, a Karmi who doesn't want to do any of these four things, he wants to live simply for sense gratification, his life is useless. He's like an animal. So he misses the perfection of his life. Perfection of the life is in offering these things. Whether you offer all if you have, or if you don't have, at least you have one thing, offer it. Chant. All right. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada.